Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and to kick off today's show, we say congratulations to Maureen Stapleton. She's been named Interim Executive Director of Midtown Detroit Incorporated. Midtown Detroit is a nonprofit organization that creates community and economic development opportunities in the Midtown area of Detroit. Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ann. Great to be here.
So, Maureen, first question, how long are you going to be Interim Executive Director?
So the board right now is singularly focused on one thing, and they've asked me to be at the helm of this effort, which is to engage the community in the third generation of what Midtown Detroit, Inc. is. That means that we, over this next 6 to 8 months, will be engaging partners. We will be engaging residents, those who live, work, and play in Midtown, to determine what our core services should be moving forward. Midtown's been around for almost 20 years. It's comprised of 7 neighborhoods, and each of those neighborhoods has a distinct culture and a contribution to what Midtown is. And so we're going to work with all of our stakeholders, including our anchor institutions and our cultural institutions, to determine what our work will be next. That's what we're focused on for this next year.
For our listeners, Maureen, just kind of describe where Midtown Detroit is and what it looks like right now.
Thank you so much for asking that question, because so many people think of Midtown as the CAF corridor, and it's not.
Okay.
Midtown is 7 neighborhoods, one of which is South CAF, one of which is North CAF, which would be traditionally, for those people who've been around Detroit for a long time, what you would consider the CAF corridor. But on the western side of Woodward, you have South and North CAF, then you have the Wayne State University area, and then you have New Center. On the east, it starts with Brush Park. We go into the medical center, which includes all of the DMC. And then above that, we have the Arts Center, which is the home of CCS, College for Creative Studies, the DIA, and the Charles Wright Museum.
Maureen, that's a huge area. How do you come up with a plan that meets the needs of all of these neighborhoods?
Well, I can tell you that I am fortunate to inherit an organization led by the legacy and the first CEO of Midtown Detroit, Inc., who was Sue Mosey, who retired in December.
Yes.
And she was singularly focused on bringing key assets and partners together to develop a destination. And that destination goes from what we used to call New Center all the way down to the 375 or I-75 South. And so it's all about engaging and working with small businesses, having them take root. It's about attracting retailers. It's also attracting developers who want to build market rate and affordable housing in the neighborhood. Midtown is the home for 20,000 Detroiters.
Wow.
It has 230 plus businesses, restaurants, retailers, other kinds of businesses like bookstores. And so it's a vibrant area because we have, as an organization, for the last 20 some years, been focused on building a community, and it's called Midtown.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you're going to bring to this job, Maureen Stapleton.
Thank you so much for asking me that as well. I am a lifelong Detroiter. I have been a lifelong public service. Most of my life has been spent in public service, working for the City of Detroit, Wayne County, the City of Indianapolis, and most recently, the City of Columbus. So I'm a Midwest girl. I bring more than 20 years of community development, government, organizational, and administrative experience. And I am what I would call a born and raised Detroiter. And so what that means is I bring not only the understanding of the history of Detroit and what New Center and Wayne State University used to look like, because I walked it as a child, but I also bring a perspective of how other major metropolitan cities in the Midwest have been able to lead rebirth and in be inclusive as neighborhoods. And so I've learned in Indianapolis, and I've learned from being in Columbus, and excited to bring some of that that knowledge back to Detroit.
Well, that's a really good point, Maureen. So talk a little bit more about what you think, based on your experience, what are some of the assets in this area, Midtown Detroit, that we really need to play off of?
We are blessed in Midtown and as a city of Detroit to have the best cultural assets of any Midtown area in the country. We have the DIA. We have the Charles Wright Museum. We have the Historical Museum. But in addition to that, we also have universities and colleges. Some of the best art students in America come to the College for Creative Studies to build their careers and begin their careers. We have a fine research institution, Wayne State University, that has a med school and a law school and an undergraduate program that brings thousands of young people into the city every day. So what we have done and what Sue has done with her team and what we're going to continue to do is talk about Midtown as a destination for those who want to live, work, play, get their health care, be healthy and whole right in the middle of the city.
What about improvements? What are some of the things that you think you could bring with your team, with the help of the community, small businesses, corporations? What are some things that you could bring that would make this area even better?
Again, I think the biggest thing that I bring is the understanding of history, what it was and what it is today.
Right.
And because we don't want to lose what it was. Some people, interestingly enough, as an example, don't mind calling the Cass Corridor the Cass Corridor. In fact, there's some young folks who aren't tied to those historical understandings of what that was, and they want to call it that.
Oh, that's
we want everyone to be able to bring whatever feeling and flair they want. And so what I think I bring is a level of inclusiveness. Again, we're going to be engaging all aspects of our community. But I also bring the understanding of how philanthropy has played here and how it's played in other neighborhoods and other cities around the country in order to build up communities. I have worked with philanthropy. I've worked with economic development organizations in the Midwest, and I know a little bit about how cities create place and use placemaking activities and efforts to expand upon what is there. The other thing that I think is critical for Midtown, and as a small business owner that used to work in the city of Detroit herself, an eye on small businesses and making sure that we are providing the supports and the extra oomph that some of our small businesses need to not only get in the door, but stay and have people come and frequent their establishments so that they are successful. So it's about making place. It's about understanding how to develop and support small businesses as they take root and grow. It's also about celebrating and letting the world know about the successful businesses that exist in Midtown. People are not aware that there are 230 some odd businesses that are alive and well in Midtown. So it's a neighborhood where you can walk to get something to eat. It's a neighborhood you can walk in order to get something, your food for the evening if you're going to the grocery store. It's a neighborhood where you can walk and buy clothing and books and all sorts of other things. And so I think the last thing that I think I bring is, because I'm from here and I believe so much in the city of Detroit, I'm going to be the biggest ambassador and cheerleader of this next phase of our operation as we decide what Midtown will be focused in on in the years to come.
It absolutely sounds like you will, Maureen Stapleton. You've also got a big gift here with Henry Ford Health System, the Gilbert Family Foundation, wow, and Michigan State University, the things that are going to happen here in Midtown. Very impressive.
Very impressive, and I need to emphasize this. We, as Midtown Detroit, Inc., a nonprofit organization, could not have done what we have done without the extra money that comes from Henry Ford to help beautify the Boulevard, beautify Warren, beautify and clean Woodward. the extra money that comes from anchor institutions like Wayne State University that allows us to make Midtown appealing as people get off the expressway and drive into the neighborhood. So we are absolutely excited about the health project that will be going in on the northern part of our district. We're excited to see how it will transform our new center area. And it's important to note because Henry Ford has been a partner and a cheerleader of Midtown since almost the beginning.
That's fantastic. And I have a feeling, Maureen, that you also have Mayor Duggan's support in all of the work that you are doing and will be doing in Midtown Detroit.
We absolutely do. I happen to have a good relationship with the mayor, and so I'm excited to work with his team as we engage the community in the conversations. I know how much community engagement means to him, and that is why our board is singularly focused with me at the helm of making sure that this planning effort is as inclusive and diverse as possible.
Can our listeners help you in any way with this effort, whether they're in the city or outside of the city?
Absolutely they can. In the coming months, as you hear about the planning efforts that will be taking place in Midtown, engage. If you are somebody who lives in the suburbs, but you come down to restaurants, you come down to the symphony, you come down to the DIA, we want you to engage. So we will be working with our partners to identify those who not only live and work, but play. Because Midtown is a destination. It is not just for the 20,000 people who happen to live in those seven neighborhoods. It's for everybody. And so if you are interested in working in or being participating in our planning effort, you can call the office, leave a message on various lines, and we will get back to you. That telephone number is 313-420-6000. Again, 313-420-6000. If somebody wants to participate in that effort and they want to email info@midtowndetroitinc.org. We will engage you. We will invite you to our meetings, and we'll welcome you and your thoughts on what Midtown should be doing next.
Maureen Stapleton, Interim Executive Director of Midtown Detroit, thank you so much for your time today, and I have a feeling you are going to do great things in this new job.
Thank you so much, Ann.
Coming up next, you'll meet one of the owners of the Born in Detroit clothing line. We'll be back right after this.